Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Sister Joanna Green and Brother Clint Green and Sister Rachel Green. And we are coming to you live in Facebook, and we're also coming to you by audio on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is something we've done for 8 years now. And we've decided to try this live again. We did last week, and we thought it went pretty good. Praise God. Not trying to make a big name for ourselves, like I said last week, but we're just wanting to encourage somebody. You know, we can't go to church. We can't be together with one another, but we can live stream. We can be together that way. Praise God. So if you want to be a part of the broadcast, we want you to do so by calling in. And I can give you the call-in number. It's 516-590-0365. Again, it is 516-590-0365. And this is episode number 172. We've done the broadcast off and on for 8 years. I don't want to be deceiving and make you think we've done this for 8 years straight, because we take time off. We've been known to do that because of situations where we lived in the past. We didn't have good internet anyway. So the subject today is the Passover, and the text is being taken out of Exodus chapter 12. And with that being said, we only use the King James Bible. That's the only Bible we believe in. No other translation, no other what people think the Bible says. We go by the 1611, right?
Yeah.
King James Bible, praise God. Yeah. So the Macedonian call around the globe, and just get in here with us and worship the Lord, and we thank those. We can see from a distance a little bit on people that are coming on the Facebook Live. We appreciate you all, and we want y'all to pray for us. We're praying for you. And we're living in a sad time right now, but we the church has victory. We've got victory. So if anything is heading toward the last days, the ending of this world, it's victory for the saints. Praise God. So we don't have anything to fear, nothing to worry about. If your sins are under the blood, if you've repented, and then we're going to get into this in a minute, but if you have repented of your sins and you've asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you have nothing to fear. Nothing in this world, no laws, no degrees can be passed that can make the church fear what's coming upon the land, because it's coming. But God has not appointed his children to wrath, and we will be out of here before the wrath of God comes. Praise the Lord. So we're going to start out in prayer. Rachel, I know you're waiting to come be seated. Come on in, honey. Love our baby girl. Love all of our children. Love all of our grandchildren. Praise the Lord. Babies are a blessing. I know when Brother Green had his children, they were a blessing. When I had my children, they are a blessing. And we had Rachel. Praise God. She is a blessing. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to
you
for
Jesus.
This
God,
service tonight,
Lord.
Lord, and for the people out there. We ask you, God, to
Lord,
move and
to
minister
lives.
To their needs,
help
Father.
Those, dear God, on
heal them, Lord, of their
Lord,
afflictions.
Their
Lord, of things that's coming
God,
against
God,
them. Raise
God,
the standard up, Lord, against the
them, Lord, that
things that's coming against all your
God,
people and the people in the
Lord,
in the land
Jesus,
today, Father. And
Lord,
those around the world, we ask you, God,
lungs,
to move for
God,
them.
They'd have a chance
reach
if
into their homes
safe,
and places where they are tonight,
to
Father. Into the
you,
hospitals
God,
and different
in the name of Jesus,
places, Lord,
God,
where people
God,
are sick and needing your help, Lord.
Touch
and we know, God, that your arm is not short, that it cannot save, Lord. You're able to do abundantly above all we could ask or think. And we cast our care upon you tonight.
Thank you,
we ask you, God, to move for all our children, grandchildren, all our loved ones, our nephews, nieces, aunts, and uncles,
yes,
and all our friends, Father, our neighbors, people around us, God. And Lord, just have your way in their lives, Father. Help them, Lord, to find grace and
yes,
find help, Lord, to call on you in sincerity and truth, God. Help people to surrender, Lord, to you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to put out a special request for Pastor Danny Lamb. Has really been on my heart today. And God needs to perform a miracle for him. And God knows all about it. But just remember Pastor Danny Lamb when y'all pray. Praise God. So, again, if you want to call in and be a part of this, if you want to give your testimony, it will go worldwide across Blog Talk Radio and with the 3,000-something friends on Facebook. Don't know everybody, but one day, if you're in the church, praise the Lord. I'm talking about the body of Christ, not in the building. But if you are in the four corners of this earth and you're following Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, you are, we know you in the Spirit, praise the Lord. And so we may not have met face-to-face, but one of these days, there's going to be a great reunion. There's going to be an end gathering. How many know about the end gathering? And that's what I'm looking for. One lady told me, a patient, she says, I asked her how she was doing today. She says, well, I've put the undertaker on hold. I'm looking for the uppertaker. Praise God. And I thought that was really good. So I want to go in the rapture. How about you? And the only way to do that is to give your heart, repent of your sins to Jesus Christ. The song that we started out here, the theme song with the Macedonian call is My God is Real. And how many know that we don't have to wash, you know, I heard someone say this a long time ago, and I'm kind of taking it into my ministry too, and I've adapted what that person said. We don't have to dust off our God. We don't have to move it around and carry it with us when we move from house to house, or when we go to church, we don't carry it in with us like a statue, so to speak. But our God has ears to hear, eyes to see, a hand that's not too short. He heals, and he's still doing miracles. He changes not, the Bible says. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Praise the Lord. And he's a God that of love. He's a God of wrath also. And a lot of people say, I wouldn't serve a God that would put people in hell. Well, then you don't want to serve the Lord, evidently, because God will put, the Bible says to fear not the one that can destroy the body, but the one that can destroy the body and the soul. That's the one you better fear. So there's a judgment day coming, and I want to be judged while I'm here on this earth. I don't want to be in the judgment, in the great white throne judgment. I want to be judged before I go, praise the Lord, because once the tree falleth, so shall it lie. So before you leave this world, before your last breath is taken, you better judge yourself so that when it's time, your name better be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise the Lord. So, again, this is Macedonian Call around the globe, those that are listening by Blog Talk Radio. We thank you all, those in Beijing. I know you were listening last week, and in the UK, you were listening, and we appreciate your listening. And if we could do something or say something to help you, to pray for you, your country, your we're to pray for our leaders, and you pray for our leaders in the United States. We appreciate that they would make right decisions for the country, for the people of the United States. And we're praying for your country as well, South Africa. Thank you for listening in. And you know, we notice those things, and we just appreciate you listening in. And we thank you for that. And you can call in if you have a prayer request. I know it's expensive call to the United States. It is 516-590-0365. Brother Yearwood has a lady calls for her name, Sister Dorothy, from Africa, and she'll help minister to with those in her country and in the United States, and we appreciate her also. If you want to reach out and friend request us on Facebook, I'm Joanna Green. You could go to Facebook and look up Joanna Green in Ohio or Clinton Green in Ohio, and we will sure add you to our friends list. Praise God. We've got a lot of prayer requests coming in, and I will pray over those here shortly. Right now we're going to have Rachel. She's going to read her scripture for us, and then she's going to get us a song. And it's going to be a surprise. We haven't practiced anything. I have no idea, so whatever her heart feels to do, we'll let her do it.
All right. Isaiah 53:4 says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted."
Amen. You want to sing, babe?
Yes.
Praise God. We'll move.
Thank you.
forgot to introduce to you our Jovi, Jovi Green. She wanted to help out.
We need all the help we can get. Praise the Lord.
We don't disclude nothing. The dog wants to bark. The dog wants to be
singing with Rachel. That's fine. Hallelujah. So we're going
to try to get in here. You notice we're all wearing red, and we did that on purpose. We wanted to wear red representing the blood of Jesus. Praise God. So, can I borrow your glasses? Oh, can you zoom it out? Oh, I didn't know it was zoomed in. Thank you. Oh, okay. It was zoomed in too much. Okay. Thank you. All right. So bear with us here. We are definitely amateurs trying to do a work for God. All right. So Rachel was reading to you in Isaiah 53. She read to you verse 4. I'll just start there again. It says, surely he hath bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him in a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, and because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made transgression for the transgressors. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop right there and we're going to have Brother Green say something about that. Praise God.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, we're on here tonight. We're just trying to talk about the Passover. And Christ is, Jesus Christ was the Passover Lamb. He was the one that was prophesied to come. And if you look back in the scriptures, we're going to go back to the Old Testament, because you have to have a foundation. If you're going to believe something, you need to get the foundation to know that what you're believing is right.
Amen.
You just can't believe something just because, you know, somebody said it's right. But what does the scriptures say? So we need to go into the scriptures, find out what the record was that God gave of his son. And we're saved by the knowledge of Christ. The Bible said in Romans 10, how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? So God sent some people he sent the prophets. He went all the way back into the book of Genesis. And when they had committed sin, Adam and Eve in the garden, they had committed sin. They had broken the law of God. They crossed over the line, and he put them out of the garden. But he also clothed them with skins because they saw that they were naked, and they put the fig leaves on. But the fig leaves could not cover their nakedness. And so God made the first sacrifice. And it's very probable, I would say, that it was a lamb. And the scripture teaches that Jesus was the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. So what it's saying is, in the beginning, there was a lamb slain, praise the Lord, to cover their nakedness. When we sin against God, then we are naked before God. Yeah. Our covering is gone. And we look at the animal kingdom, and all the animals have a covering on their bodies. And, you know, they're pretty much self-sufficient as far as from the heat and the cold and the wind and the storms, because they have a covering. Because they didn't sin, they have the covering that God gave them. But man sinned in the garden and lost the covering that God gave him. And whatever that covering was, naturally, we don't really know. But anyhow, we have speculations on that. It could be that they were covered with light, because when they sinned, they saw their nakedness. And before, they did not see their nakedness. So it's possible that they was covered with a glow of a light. They shined. We don't know. There was some kind of covering. So anyhow, when that covering was gone, there needed to be a way made that they could come back to God. And the scripture teaches us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Scripture teaches that he came into his own in John chapter 1, and his own received him not. Now, we need to get back into the lesson. I'm getting a little bit off of the lesson here, maybe.
It's all good.
But it's however God leads. So Christ, the Savior, when he was 33 years old, or he was 30 years old, he began his ministry. And for 3.5 years, he walked among men. Scripture teaches that he was born of a virgin. And when he came to the River Jordan, when his ministry was starting, to the Jewish nation, actually, and also to the world, he came to John to be baptized, John the Baptist. And so John said, I have need to be baptized of thee. But he said, suffer to be so now. So, because I've got, basically he was saying, let's go ahead and get it done. I've got a work to do, and I need to get started. So John baptized him in the River Jordan, and the Spirit of God came down. The Holy Ghost came down in the form of a dove and lit upon him, and it remained upon him. Praise the Lord. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We go back into the book of Genesis, chapter 3, and the 15th verse, and I'll turn back there and read this to you, because we're talking about the Lamb of God. We're talking about the Passover. And we're talking about the blood that will cleanse from sin. And like Joanna said, that's why we got red on tonight, because of the broadcast is on the blood. And we go back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when they had sinned in the garden. And here's what was said to them, chapter 3 of Genesis, going back into the Old Testament to get a foundation, because we're building, God built this on his word. The scripture says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
So what kind of faith is that? Well, first of all, you must believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, or you cannot be saved from your sins. Even though he died for your sins, according to the scriptures, the Bible said, you must take the free pardon of sin. Jesus paid it all. The gift of God, the scripture teaches, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. So we go to chapter 3, verse 15 of Genesis. Thought I had that marked, but it don't look like I do. Okay, it says, when God came to them, he said here in verse 15, after that they had sinned in the garden, he said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head. He's talking about the seed of the woman is going to bruise the serpent's head. So he's telling the serpent what's going to happen here. It shall bruise thy head. In other words, the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. And thou shalt bruise his heel. That's Genesis 3:15. And so the seed of the woman is a man child. And the man child is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the Lamb of God. That's what John the Baptist said. He said, behold the Lamb of God, when he was baptizing at the River Jordan. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So there is one sacrifice for sin. And in the Old Testament, we read where they did many sacrifices, and they shed blood. And that blood was to cover their sin until the true Lamb of God came on the scene and gave his blood at the cross of Calvary. He gave his life a ransom for all. That's what Joanna was speaking about there in Isaiah 53. And a lot of people don't want to read Isaiah 53, especially if they're of some other type of religion that don't believe in Christ.
Come on.
They shy away from that, because how can they explain that away? I mean, here is a man that gave his life a ransom for all. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. He took a beating. They beat him half to death so that he could bring healing for our bodies. He was wounded and afflicted and beaten and tormented. But he did that because he was paying for the sins of the whole world, that all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. They could not make it into heaven without the blood of Jesus. So we go now to Genesis chapter 17, and we go to Abraham. And God made a covenant with Abraham. Praise the Lord. I've got it written down here somewhere. I need to look at it. Genesis, maybe I didn't write it down. 17, here it is. 17, and I want to look at verse 7. First of all, verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And drop down to verse 7. He says, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. God joined up with Abraham because Abraham believed God and he took God at his word. And so he said, I'm making a covenant with you, Abraham, and I'm making it not only with you, but I'm making it with your seed after you. So,
amen.
And if we go on then to Moses, and we find that the children of Israel had went into Egypt land and were there 430 years. And while they were there, they were under great persecution. And if you read the Old Testament, you'll find out why they went down there, because of the famine. And they stayed there in the land of Goshen, and Pharaoh was good to them in the beginning, but after that Pharaoh died, there were more Pharaohs, and they became extremely hard on the Jewish people there, the Israelites. We even go into where Jacob wrestled with the angel of God. And the Bible said that his name was changed from Jacob to Israel.
Yes.
And so the descendants of Israel went in to there to Pharaoh, underneath Pharaoh's hand or under his rule, and were there 430 years until God raised up a deliverer called Moses. Of course, we know the story of Moses. If anybody's watched the Ten Commandments, and they show how, you know, he had to go through the desert, and he had the sheep he watched on the backside of the desert and all this, and God spoke to him in a burning bush and said, deliver my people. And so he went back to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. And Pharaoh would not let him go. And we see on a little bit farther there, we see the plagues of Egypt, how there was 10 plagues that God sent against Egypt because Pharaoh would not let the children of Israel go. Praise the Lord. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I want to start verse 11 and start here with chapter 11 of Exodus. Exodus chapter 11, verse 4. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. So we see that Moses tried to get Pharaoh to let him go, but they wouldn't. He wouldn't let him go. And he said, I'm going to bring one more plague upon them. In verse 1, and the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. So God brought this last plague, and he told Moses what to do in chapter 12. chapter 12, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And he goes on and he tells them, praise the Lord. Let's see here, chapter 12, verse 3. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And it was dropped. I'm not going to read it all because I want to try to save a little time here. I don't know how much time we got left, but
about 40 minutes.
In verse 5, we'll start up again. 20. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And we're talking about the Passover right here. This was when the Jewish nation of Israel began to do the Passover. And God told them and instructed them what month to do it, what day of the month to kill the Passover, and at what time to do it, in the evening. Praise God. He said the whole assembly shall kill it in the evening. But verse 7, I want you to look at here in the 12th chapter. And it says here in the verse 7, And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts, and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. They were not allowed to come out of the house. They had to stay in the house. The blood had to be applied to that house. And I want you to notice in verse 7, And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two sides, on each side, and above the door. They shall strike it. That's a picture of the cross. The blood. He stretched out his hands on the cross. They nailed his hands out. And the blood. They put the crown of thorns upon his head. A lot of people don't like the cross. They don't believe in the cross. They say it was not a cross. But if we go back into the scriptures, I believe we'll conclude that it was a cross.
Amen.
Christ died on that cross. Praise God. On Golgotha's hill. Praise the Lord. And so it was a cross. And verse 7 bears this out. Not only was they also nailed his feet at the bottom. It would be at the bottom of the door if he was hanging it in the door. You see what I'm saying there? So they would strike the blood on top of the door. No doubt the blood would drip down on the bottom of that door, which would be the same as having the nails in his feet there on the cross. Praise God. So the blood actually saved them from dying. If they were in the house when the death angel came, they would be spared. And we'll go on a little further here. Praise the Lord. Verse 7. Let's go down to verse 11. And thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Verse 12, For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. So God, he came against the land of Egypt because not because he didn't love them, But God is a jealous God, and He will not put up with people abusing His people. He loved the whole world. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son.
Amen.
And He wanted the whole world to be saved. If we read back in the Old Testament, we know that they were a kingdom of priests back then, but they did not fulfill what they were called to do. They separated themselves. They were supposed to separate themselves and not do what the world was doing. But on the other hand, they were supposed to save the world. But they couldn't save the world. They didn't have the power to save the world. And the only one that can save it is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's coming back again. Even though they nailed Him to a cross, even though they put Him in a borrowed tomb, like Joanna was reading there a little bit ago, they placed Him in a borrowed tomb, and they rolled a stone upon the door, and they sealed it up, and they thought they had done away with Him. But He rose the third day from the dead, and He ever liveth, the Bible says, to make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We're talking about the blood tonight. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that will cleanse you from your sin. And if you don't have the blood applied to your life and you die in the shape you're in, and I don't care how good a person you might be, and have lived a good life, if you are not born again, He told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, you must be born again. You can't just, it's not optional, you know, you just can't take it or leave it. But if you want salvation, if you want eternal life, you want to live with God for eternity, you must be born again.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. And whosoever receiveth Him, the Bible said He gave eternal life. We receive Him by faith. We believe on Him, as the Scripture has said, and we claim the promise of God. We say yes to the cross and to Christ and to His way, and we lay off the old man and we put on the new man. Praise God. And so you must be born again.
Yes, amen.
Ain't no ifs or ands or whatever about it. He said ye must be. Ain't no getting around it. You can't climb up some other way and try to make it to heaven. But we go back and, you know, we look at the foundation that God laid, how that He told us that there was one coming. You know, they used to sing a song, there's a promise coming down your dusty road.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, there is a promise. Has already come down that dusty road. And they took Him, they rejected Him, they put Him on the cross. They nailed Him to that old rugged tree. And they crucified Him. Praise God. They said, if you be the Christ, come down from that cross. Save yourselves. They said He saved others. Why can't He save Himself? If He'd have come down from that cross, we'd be lost tonight. We'd all be headed for a devil's hell. If we got what we deserved, we'd all be lost. There is none righteous, no, not one, until Christ came. And He is our righteousness. He's the only righteousness in this world that there is. Praise God. And if you have the Spirit of God in you, the Bible said He sent forth His Spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, in Romans chapter 8. And so we call upon Him in sincerity and truth, and we repent of our sins, and we believe on Him as the Scripture has said. And the Bible said in John chapter 7, I believe it is, verse 39, somewhere in there, He said, He that believeth on Me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, which He spake of the Spirit. And He was saying there's going to be a Holy Ghost come. When I go back to the Father, I'm sending him back. I'm sending back the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And after he's come upon you, you shall receive power and you shall be witnesses unto me. And I'm glad to say tonight that I've got a hold of some of that power. Praise God. And praise God. And I know that it's real. Praise God. I know that he still saves, delivers, and heals.
Amen.
And we need to go and tell the world that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's never changed his mind. He went all the way up Calvary's mountain. The old song says they whipped him up the hill. Well, I don't know if they whipped him up the hill, but I know he took a whipping. I know he took a beating. I know they bruised him and did all kind of things. They plucked his beard. They spit upon him. They said, prophesy, if thou be the Son of God. Bring yourself down from the cross, if thou be the Son of God. Oh, the devil would have loved to seen him come off of that cross. I believe he would have loved to seen him come down. It would have messed up the whole plan of God if Jesus would have failed in his mission. But he overcame the devil. Praise God, and he loved not his life unto the death. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said in Revelation 12, or 11, praise the Lord, that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I tell you, we're going to have to take up the cross and follow Christ. We can't lay the cross down and expect to make heaven our home. And if you've never joined the army of the Lord, I want to invite you to join this army. It's been proven and tried. Praise God. And you can't live it by yourself, but he'll come in and help you live it. Praise God. He'll give you power from on high. He'll give you supernatural ability to do the things that you could have never done before. Praise God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, when the apostles went out and preached the gospel, and they were rejected in many countries. We look out there at them countries today, how they rejected the gospel. And you look at the shape those countries are in because they rejected the gospel that the apostles were preaching. They rejected the blood. They didn't believe the message. They said, some go so far as to say God don't even have a son, but the scriptures tell us that he did. Praise God, that he's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father, he said, but by me. I'll tell you, that blood that was shed at Calvary was precious blood. He had never sinned. Jesus was not a sinner like all the rest that had come in, down the road, could not save you from your sins. But this man offered himself one sacrifice forever. I praise God. If without the shedding of blood, the Bible tells us there would be no remission of sins. But he said, I've given it to you upon the altar. You go back into the Old Testament, he told Moses, said, I've given it to you upon the altar. Praise God, to cleanse them or to cover their sin, take their sins away. But it could never do the job that the blood of Jesus could do. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know if Joanna wants to say some things here while I get my thoughts together.
Praise God. So Blog Talk has 11 minutes left, but we could go on with Facebook Live. He's talking about Egypt. In the Old Testament, and we've heard about the Passover, putting the blood over the doorpost. And I was thinking about while he was talking how Egypt is a type of today. Like, what does that have to do with us today? But Egypt is a type of the world. You know, it was a type of bondage. The children of God, they were in this place called Egypt, and they were slaves to Egypt. Egypt had their false gods that they worshiped. And we have that in our land and our world today. That's what it has to do with today. It was a type of Christ coming. The Passover was, the lamb was shed, a pure lamb that they would try to find without spot or blemish. And today we have Jesus. And today the Egypt is basically the world. And it's people are in bondage. They're in alcohol, bound to drugs, bound to sinful things, pornography. They're bound to things. They're in slavery to Egypt, to the world. God said to separate ourselves from the world. And so when God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go, that is Jesus telling Satan to let the people, his people, go. So the devil has to take his hands off of me and you. He has to take his hands over off of us concerning the virus. The church has power. The Bible says that once you've received the Holy Ghost, you have power now, the power to heal the sick, power to bring people in, get them saved, to deliver people from demon possession. We've got the power. The church has the power. You have power with God if you have him. That's what you have is him. If you can't overcome these things, the Bible, he talks about John the Revelator was given a writing to write to the seven churches of Asia. Each one of those churches, the Bible told them to be an overcomer. And how do you overcome? You overcome by resisting the devil. He'll flee from you. The Bible says that he'd make us kings and a royal priesthood. Praise the Lord. We are the church is something. The Bible says Jesus, he asked Peter and the disciples, who does man say that I am? And Peter says, when he finally answered, he said that you're the Son of the living God. And Jesus told him, Peter, he said that only the Father in heaven could reveal this to you. Once you've got the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, praise God. You know that nation over there, and I pray for them. I pray for Israel, the natural Israel. But they're praying to God, Jehovah. I'm not really sure who they're praying to, but I know that they have to see Jesus. They have to see Jesus Christ. Like Clinton said, that Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord, and when he wrestled with him, he said that I will not let you go until you bless me. And the angel of the Lord said that he turned and said, your name will not be called Jacob. This day it will be called Israel. When you are a born-again Christian, you become to the promise that was promised to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. Praise God. You are part of the blessing. You become Israel. Your name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You get a new name. Jacob that day got a new name. And the Bible goes on further in the New Testament. Jesus said, rejoice not because you have charge over the demons or you that you can cast out devils, but that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's why we rejoice. So Egypt being a part of the world, we're to come out of the world and be separated from the world. We're to take on the blood of Christ. That's the only way that we can separate ourselves from the world and be delivered from these things. We're not to cuss. We're not to be posting one thing 1 minute about how you love God and then posting the next post of sharing another post that someone had been cussing or drinking or those. The Bible specifically talks about Jesus being against a wine bibber, a drunkard, will not enter the gate into heaven. Talks about let your conversation be holy, not to cuss, not to condone, not to uplift any cussing, any foul language. Let your conversation be holy, pleasing to God. People are listening to you. The sinner, the world knows. They're watching. Because, see, we're a city set up on the hill, a light that could not be hid. The people, world is watching you. They're watching the church. They're saying, how are you handling this COVID-19? Are you living in fear? No, we're not living in any fear whatsoever. Praise God. And you don't have to live in any fear either. Praise God. You can be part of the church. And part of the church, the load that's going to be out of here when Jesus comes, we're looking for him. You know, he's coming to as a thief. To the world. 1 minute we're going to be here, then we're going to go up with the Lord someday. The Bible says that those that sleep will be rise first, and those that remain will be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. That's good news. Good news, praise God. All this fake news and corrupted news, and you don't know who to believe and who not to believe, praise God. There's one thing that I believe, and that's right here. That's the Word of God. I believe every word from the beginning until the very end. One lady said she believed it all the way to the back of the book, and that would be the maps. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I've already read the end of the book, and Revelation is for the church. It's for you. It's for me. Those that are born again, those that have took Christ to be their God. Hallelujah. To save them from this old wicked world. Hallelujah. Like I said last week, we're just pilgrims in a strange land. We're just going through the motions, praise God. And we're keeping ourselves clean, and we're keeping ourselves away from the world, out of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Get your mind off of the things of the news. Get your mind off of Facebook news. Get your mind on the scriptures, on the promises, or yay and amen. Praise God. Jesus is found in the volume of this book. You can find him from the very beginning all the way through to the very end. Praise God. The very end, Revelation says that he speaks to the churches. Praise God. You and I are the church. The churches in Asia are gone. Those churches are not there, but that's the only way John the Revelator could understand what to write. But it's to you. It's the condition of your heart. Is your heart's condition in the church of Laodicea? Is your heart's condition in the church of Smyrna? Is your heart's condition in Philadelphia? What condition is your heart in, individually speaking? Because we already said it's not the building, it's the church. You can become a part of the church of Philadelphia, where he found no fault. You could be a part of the church of Smyrna, the multitude that no man can number. God, you could be an overcomer. You could come out of the church of the Laodicean. You could come out of the church of Thyatira, all the seven other churches, the five other churches. You could come out of that. Come out of the Laodicean church and come into the church of Philadelphia and be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. He said we're overcomers by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. We need to pray over the request.
Yeah, let's pray.
Oh, God,
Heavenly
in the
Father,
name of Jesus, Lord, you see every prayer request, dear Lord, posted on Facebook, Lord, on Blog Talk Radio, Lord, all the needs in the countries,
Lord.
There's 192 countries in the world. I'm not quite sure, but God, you see every need, every person, Lord. God, we ask that you touch them, Lord. Most of all, save them. Save them, God. Save, God, for God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that
Lord,
who
that
should
sickness,
ever believe
Lord,
on
out of the
him
of them,
should
Father,
not perish but
Jesus,
have everlasting life.
Rebuke,
God, we
sickness,
stand on your word and we believe every word, every
dot,
and every crossing of a T, God, in your word, God, for you are the word. In the name of Jesus, God, you said that he that had an ear, let him hear with us, saith the Lord. Praise God. And we're listening, Lord. We've got our ears wide open, God. We're listening.
To the glory of God the Father.
In the name of
Jesus. God Almighty.
Speak to your children, God. Speak to your children on Facebook, God, to this whole entire world. God, we praise you. And God, we've applied the blood. We've applied your blood over this heart doorpost. God, when we ask for forgiveness of our sins, you made the atonement,
God,
for your children, Lord, that we would be saved and receive the promises of Abraham. God, I praise you and I thank you, Lord. I pray for Israel over there that they would see you, the Messiah, that you have come and you're coming back again, that they must be born again. And that goes to the entire world. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
people,
your
Lord,
promises to the church. Praise God. In the name of
Jesus,
we pray.
Claim and victory over the enemy in
thank
Jesus'
you, God.
Name.
Praise
and
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for doing the work.
Hallelujah. Until we meet again next
thank
Thursday
you,
at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here at Blog Talk Radio, the Macedonian Call around the globe, and Brother and Sister Green with Sister Rachel Green. Praise God. And we won't forget Jovi, our little dog. God bless y'all.
God bless you.